WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you're constantly trying to please everyone else, even at the expense of your own needs and happiness? You know that feeling when someone just keeps pushing your buttons, testing your limits, or taking advantage of your generosity? Well, friend, it's time to talk boundaries. This ain't about becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It's about creating healthy relationships built on respect, trust, and, dare I say, a little bit of self-love. Here at Spartan Mindset, we believe in living life with intention, taking control of our destinies, and that includes the people we let into our inner circle. So, what are boundaries? Simply put, they're the invisible lines we draw around ourselves to define what's acceptable and unacceptable behavior from others. They protect our emotional well-being, our time, and our energy. Think of them as your personal shield, safeguarding your mental fortress. Now, I know setting boundaries can feel kind of awkward at first. It's like learning a new language, but trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know your worth. You deserve respect, period. Don't let anyone diminish your value or treat you like you're less than amazing. Remember that Beyoncé song, "If you liked it then, you should have put a ring on it." Well, apply that same logic to your relationships. If someone isn't treating you right, if they're disrespecting your time, energy, or beliefs, it's time to reevaluate the situation. 2. Communicate clearly. Vague hints won't cut it. You gotta be direct and clear about what you need and expect from others. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. No one wants to guess what you want. Say it out loud, write it down, or even better, have that tough conversation. Remember, being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It means standing up for yourself with confidence and respect. 3. Enforce your boundaries. Words are great, but actions speak louder. If someone crosses a line, don't just let it slide. Gently remind them of the boundary you set, and if they continue to disrespect it, be prepared to distance yourself. It's like that annoying pop-up ad on your phone. Keep clicking away until it goes. 4. Be kind but firm. You can be both compassionate and firm when setting boundaries. Remember, you're not trying to punish anyone. You're simply protecting yourself and creating a healthier environment for everyone involved. Think of it like a parent guiding their child. Love and firmness go hand in hand. 5. Boundaries evolve. Just like us, our needs and desires change over time. What worked yesterday might not work today, so be open to revisiting your boundaries and making adjustments as needed. It's a continuous process, just like personal growth. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you at all hours of the night, even on weekends, expecting you to drop everything and answer their every call. They talk about their problems non-stop but never seem interested in yours. You've tried telling them that you need your space and time to recharge, but they just don't seem to listen. This sounds like a classic boundary violation, right? Setting a clear boundary here would involve politely explaining to your friend that while you care about them, you need some personal time for yourself and can't be available 24/7. You could suggest alternative times to connect, like weekdays after work or on weekends when you're free. If they continue to disregard your boundaries, it might be time to reevaluate the friendship and prioritize your own well-being. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you set those healthy boundaries and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Remember, you are in control of your life, your energy, and your happiness. Don't settle for anything less than you deserve. Now go out there and slay the day, one boundary at a time. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need to hear it. Let's spread the message of healthy boundaries and empowered living together. Until next time, stay savage, stay free, and always dominate your day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.